Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of looking upon nature and its connection with our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah? Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. So, dear listeners, it's an honor to be here at your service. We are talking about the secrets of looking upon nature and its connection with our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, you must be thinking off the top of your heads, what does nature have to do with ubudiyya? You know, sometimes we have a tendency to think that ubudiyya, this worship, this servitude, this obedience to Allah, is primarily and fundamentally something that has to do only with ourselves. And it unfortunately takes on, at times, a very self-centric and selfish aspect to it. In reality, what are we talking about when we are talking about ubudiyya? When we're talking about worshiping Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. When we're talking about being at the service of and in servitude to Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted. What do we mean when we say that we are obeying Allah, the Almighty, and we are in obedience to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, one of the meanings of all of these different questions is this formal ubudiyya that we do, this formal worship, this formal servitude, this formal obedience, which is sometimes manifested in our daily prayers 5 times a day, in fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, which will come up quite soon, or for example, going to Hajj when all of the requirements and preconditions are met. These are formal kinds of worship. Sometimes we also kind of think that worshiping is just to go inside the corner of a house and pray from morning until night, and to fast every single day, and to spend all the night in isolation with no one around us, just us and Allah. This is not the most appropriate and the best form of worship and ubudiyya. Yes, we should have a connection with the Almighty Allah. We should be connected to the Almighty Allah. We should have a relationship with the Almighty Allah. But that does not mean that we cut off our relationships with the people around us, with our family members, with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, with our siblings. We must be connected with these people. And what is really beautiful is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to establish and keep these connections with these people strong. Our kith and our kin, our family and our friends. And while having this connection with these different people, at the same time, we preserve and protect our connection with the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Jaafar.
Human beings have two distinct natures that are often confused and seen as one. And that recognizing these two natures in a human being as two distinct natures is crucial for anyone's spiritual growth and development. We cannot evolve spiritually unless we recognize these two natures. The first nature is what we call tabi'a. We come to this world, we all know that our stay in this world is temporary. We acknowledge this time and time again, that we have come to this world for a trial, we've come to this world for a test, we've come here for a short while, this is not our final abode, we will die and go to our permanent homes. We know this. To survive that physical experience on this planet, so to speak, we have a physical body. This physical body is driven by an instinct, an animal-like instinct. And it is this nature, this animal-like nature that we call tabi'a, animal instinct or nature that is similarly found in animals just as it is found in us. For example, animals spend all day foraging for food. We do the same. They might roam around in jungles and forests hunting animals. We wear a suit and sit in our cars and drive on the highway, but we're still foraging for food. We see that in our eating habits, in our sleeping habits, in how we reproduce, in how we relieve ourselves, in our physical nature, in how we're constantly in search of pleasure or fleeing from pain or fighting for survival, we are no different from the other creatures and species on this planet. And this is the result of that nature that is called tabi'a. In order to ensure that we do not forget our true identity, that we are not the physical self, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then wired us with a far more superior nature that is more innate, that is more deeply ingrained in us, and that is called fitrah. Now fitrah as well, sometimes we translate it as instinct. But here when we speak of fitrah, we will define it as a divinely inspired nature that is unique to human beings. And it is this fitrah that is mentioned in the verse of Quran that from Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30 of the Quran, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Set your heart, set your faces, set your direction upon the pure faith, upon this Dina Hanifa. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ. That divine nature that Allah has set mankind on. فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. You will not find any change or any alteration in how Allah has created this. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the upright religion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know this. So there is an emphasis here that your understanding of religion as well, when we say Islam is the most natural religion, Islam does not oppose human nature. What we mean is it does not oppose your fitra. We do not mean it does not oppose your tabi'a. So in other words, our fitra is a compass within all of us that always points to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we're continuing what we were talking about, which was this idea of looking upon nature and how this is connected with our ubudiyyah. In the previous segment, of course, we had to talk a little bit as a prerequisite to what we're going to talk about in this section. And that was that, you know, sometimes we have this concept which is an incorrect concept of ubudiyah and worship and servitude and obedience to Allah, which is very self-centric. We think that we must go into a corner so that we are all alone and nobody disturbs us when it comes to, you see, the common denominator is me, I, myself, my God, my worship, my obedience. When in reality, the ultimate purpose of ubudiyah is for an individual to destroy and annihilate the I and the me and the myself. So how is it possible if everything that we do is for the me and myself and I, how can we reach the ultimate form of ubudiyah? So this was the prerequisite to nature. What does nature do? For example, why did I say people have a tendency to go into the corner of a room and hide? Well, because if you're in the corner of a room hiding in order to find some kind of, you know, a higher reality, ubudiyah and worship, then you're not in nature. And what I'm trying to do, or what Islam is really trying to do, is to bring us outside from isolation, to be among society, to be among the people, and to still have a connection with the Almighty Allah. This is what the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim salam and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, did. It is not related that every single day the Prophet was in the cave, and every single hour he was in the cave, and every single month he was in the cave. No, he is known as Amin, the trustworthy. Meaning what? Meaning he was among the people that he was considered to be trustworthy. He was considered to be modest and chaste and generous. That means what? It means that he was among the people and he was generous. The people knew him. He had this kind of coming and going with the people. The cave is just a small aspect of the ubudiyah of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And very quickly, this idea of nature. Nature reminds us of the power and the might and this beautiful divine artistry and creativity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we realize these things and we witness these miracles of the creation of the Almighty Allah in nature, this automatically builds and establishes a connection between us and the Almighty Allah. It builds a connection between us and our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allah,